USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president returns to the campaign trail with an in-person event scheduled at the White House today and a rally planned for Monday in Florida. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st. For USA Radio, I'm Val Dior.
At a parade Saturday to celebrate the anniversary of the founding of the country's Communist Party, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un unveiled a new ballistic missile system. Analysts say the system unveiled on state television appears to be more powerful than anything previously in the regime's arsenal. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook or on Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Negotiations over another coronavirus stimulus package continue after the White House sent a new proposal to House Democrats on Friday. The new offer is a $1.8 trillion package that reportedly includes another $1,200 stimulus payment. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah told the reporters that progress is being made, while the administration would like to keep any package under $2 trillion.
So where we are, Secretary Mnuchin met with Pelosi. We are willing and eager to make a deal, and we're willing to come up on the levels that we're giving in terms of direct payments to the American people, potentially PPP loans, as well as airline aid. We're still looking at, we want to keep that number below $2 trillion. But some progress being made. We want to think that the Speaker is operating in good faith, and we could have some progress in the near future.
The offer is said to contain at least $300 billion in relief funds for state and local governments. President Trump said Friday he'd like to see a bigger stimulus package than either the Democrats or Republicans have been offering. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19. Christie checked himself into a Morristown hospital last Saturday after testing positive for the virus. Christie tweeted his thanks this morning to the doctors and nurses that treated him during his week-long hospitalization. Christie is one of several officials who tested positive for the coronavirus after attending a Rose Garden event to announce the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. There were a number of important issues discussed in the vice presidential debate earlier this week, but most of the talk from American voters centered on that fly that landed on Vice President Mike Pence's head. Now that moment is being immortalized in the form of a bobblehead. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Phil Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about. And so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly sweater on the desk.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.